Podcasting from Singapore, this is China Digital Trends, and I am your host, Rocky Fu. Didi Chuxing, China's ride-hailing giant, is investing 100 million yuan, which is roughly about 14 million US dollars, into a project to install protective plastic sheets in its cars in China, in order to separate drivers from passengers and prevent the further spread of COVID-19 virus, according to Chinese media Caixin. This project is seen as a move by Didi to boost user confidence and improve its badly hit business amid its outbreak, which has called Chinese people to avoid public transport, including taxis. Earlier this month, Didi began to pilot the initiatives in several cities, including Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, on the instruction of medical experts. Alibaba's live streaming unit Taobao Live has seen very rapid growth in February, as offline businesses trying to find a way to market their business online. Live streams, grocery delivery, and online healthcare are surging in popularity, some of the few bright spots in the digital economy during a health crisis which has immobilized the country. As of February 18th, the number of live broadcast rooms on Taobao Live has doubled, and live stream events surged 110% year-on-year during the month, according to data from Alibaba. Hosts from more than 100 different occupations and sectors live stream on the platform in February, according to TechNote. Huawei announced last Thursday it has so far secured 91 5G commercial contracts, with more than 600,000 units of 5G base stations shipped around the world. That marked a significant jump from more than 60 5G contracts it had announced last year. It showed that Huawei is making steady progress despite restrictions from the United States. Huawei will invest 20 million US dollars into innovative 5G applications over the next 5 years, contributing to a thriving 5G ecosystem and accelerating the commercial success of 5G. It's part of Huawei's 5G Partner Innovation Program. At the launch event in London, Huawei also unveiled new 5G products and solutions, including the high-performance 5G base station that supports all scenarios. Huawei is the first vendor in the industry to provide industrial 5G modules for vertical applications. Roborock Technology, a rubber vacuum cleaner manufacturer affiliated with Xiaomi, has started to trade on Shanghai's Nasdaq-like Star Market on Friday. The first Xiaomi-affiliated company listed in the Star Market issued 16.67 million common shares at an offering price of 271 yuan and 12 cents per share, the highest issue price on the board from 2010. The company's stock opened at 470 yuan and closed at 500 yuan and 10 cents, reaching a market capitalization of 33.3 billion yuan, which is roughly about 4.7 billion US dollars. Thanks for listening. That's all for today.